the culture took much more powerful hold of me, because I wasn't until I was in my, like, 29 when I even started to realize that something was wrong.
Yeah, but my
I just assumed that everybody was supposed to be like this.
Yeah. My breakthrough, though, I think, was a little jejun in those days still. I mean, it was sort of, it didn't do any good. I sort of wish I might have been a little more riper already.
Yeah, because it's interesting, because you're trusting your own intuitive sense of what was truth compared to the conspiracy around you. I mean, when the dean says something, that's real.
Yeah.
And you even then question that. That's
because I had
far
a guru, Burroughs, who was a total cynic at that point.
Yeah.
I think he was Burroughs was, I was living with Burroughs in Kerouac very soon after. And Bill was just absolutely mature and straightforward and clear. He's no different now than he was then. He was just straight as an arrow.
Incredible.
And clear.
Yeah.
Because he came from the upper class, and he had had money at one time.
So he could afford to be very...
And he'd been around, he'd been to Europe, and he just had this sharp, incisive, tender, cynical humor. So when I came back and told him what the dean had said, when I told my father wept. When I told Burroughs, he burst into laughter.
Right. You were lucky to have that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would have rejected somebody like that out of hand. I mean, I couldn't have handled somebody like Burroughs or that at all.
Well, I was homosexual and I was a virgin.
Well, I was too, but I went underground. I just treated it as if I was sick.
Yeah.
And the society was right. You were one of the first lights that came along that suggested to me the possibility that I could be, just what I was, and it was okay.
Well, from 14 to 18, I was in the closet, so to speak. But I think it was after meeting Kerouac, who gave me, like, permission as this kind of macho guy to what he admired in me was my sensitivity and melancholy and sense of mortality and a sense of, not hurt, but vulnerability. And that's what I liked in Bill, who, though he seemed very cynical,
soft.
Was totally
oh, God,
vulnerable.
For me, he's all heart. I mean, mush.
And Kerouac was completely
tender. Like hearing that.
Yeah. No, Bill, no. My image of Burroughs is... as like the Gainsborough blue boy.
Yeah.
You know, like a big, tall, slightly overgrown kid with a kind of blue demeanor and sweet,
right,
melancholy face.
Very sweet, yeah.
So we have, for the 60s, the excess of outward show, what Trump would call spiritual materialism, like the collection of beads, bangles, dikshas,
and
prayers.
Also polarization in the revolution, in the political activist movement too.
Yeah, and when it got political, that's when it got bad. When it went beyond the literary polarization, it got political.
Yeah,
and there were certain byproducts.
The fact that people were so unconscious in their anger, and in their zeal to be holy, that impurity, the impurities of that system, are what create Reagan of now.
Self-righteousness.
I feel
reflected
that
in Reagan.
It's a kind of a polar thing that leads to, like, the college kids today feel like they're rejecting what all of that was about because they reject the impurities of it. Is that true?
I think in the late 70s that was so. I think in the 80s that's all been sifted out, and what was permanently changed in America and in the world, actually, in terms of a world perspective.
Yeah, a lot changed.
Time, I think, is now sort of surfacing and coming back into understanding. The American situation is very special because it was the crucible for a lot of this.
Yeah.
But in Europe and in Russia, both sides of the Iron Curtain, right now, there's a huge interest, both literary, artistic, and social, political, in not only the 60s, but like the 40s, 50s, 60s, the whole literary change and the change of consciousness.